The Prime Minister, the Director General of Security and the Police Commissioner will be among speakers at New Zealand's first anti-terrorism hui being held in Christchurch today. But although the event was recommended by the Royal Commission of Inquiry into the mosque attacks, it includes no voices from the Christchurch Muslim community. Azad Khan of Fair NZ, a group against Islamophobia and racism, told reporter Alicia Foon that the hui risks missing the mark.
Everybody knows that what happened in Christchurch on March 15, 2019 was a direct result of Islamophobia. So if the government in this hui is not discussing about Islamophobia, that means that the government is not listening to the victims and their families. I'm very alarmed by the agenda of the National Counterterrorism hui. Put it this way, the hui is not focused on the lessons from the March 15th white supremacist terrorist attack. It doesn't even mention the word Islamophobia. If you look at the two-day program, the word Islamophobia is not mentioned in the program anywhere. You can have a whole list of panelists and discuss about a whole range of things, you know, when it comes to counterterrorism, talking about online threats, talking about the media bias and all that sort of stuff. But, I mean, to me, that just having a very broad and a very generalized discussion. We need to get into the nitty-gritty and discuss the details and the specifics of what led to this terrorist attack. And we know for sure it was Islamophobia. It was white supremacy. It was the right-wing ideology. And if we are not focusing on those things, then it really defeats the whole purpose of this gathering for 2 days when we're not going to discuss the specifics.
But it's not about Islamophobia, is it? It's about improving security against terrorism.
No, well, not really. I mean, we have to step back. I mean, we have to go a few years back from March 15, 2019. We really have to unpack Islamophobia, isn't it? Because it was Islamophobia that gave rise to such ideologies. I mean, we know for sure. I mean, changing the narrative or ignoring Islamophobia doesn't mean that Islamophobia doesn't exist in New Zealand. We do know that Islamophobia is real. It does exist. And it is something, I mean, like that our people, it's a lived experience for our Muslim communities, even well before March 15, 2019, raised our concerns, our fears, even our pleas fell on deaf ears when we said to the government and said to the intelligence agencies that we have a fear of being attacked by white supremacist ideology. But all these fears and pleas fell on deaf ears.
That's Fair NZ spokesperson Azad Khan speaking to Alicia Foon.